time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, as we try and get him in once a month, maybe a couple of times if we can, Kevin Hurst with USU Eastern. And believe it or not, commencement is right around the corner. It's not too far off. We're going to discuss some of the things that are going on for commencement. And incoming fall numbers, registration is up, and that is a positive thing at USU Eastern. Always glad to hear that. We'll also be discussing when registration for fall semester will open, and classes are already getting, they're already planning your summer classes and your fall classes. So we'll talk about that. And then a really fun event that's coming up on April 15th called Eagle Fit. And there are people out there that really enjoy this stuff. So we're going to talk about all of that with Kevin. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. So let's just start right off at the top. And already, that was the first thing you said when you came in, already we're talking commencement.
Yeah, here we are in April. I shouldn't have blinked, but it's on us, and commencement's at the end of this month on April 29th.
And you've already sent out your invites and everything, and do you have numbers as far as what we're graduating here at this commencement? Or
yeah, so we sent over 300 invites to potential graduates. We obviously won't get 300 who come and participate in the commencement ceremony. We wish they all would, but those who do come, we're excited to celebrate their accomplishment and see them on to the next step of their life, whether that's work or no additional credential.
You know, and I know it means something extra to the people that work there, but I think that if you are graduating and you have the opportunity to walk, you've earned that.
Yeah,
you truly have.
And I would encourage anybody who's earned even an associate's degree to come to commencement. It's a cool ceremony. I love it. It's one of my favorites every year, just to see the accomplishments of our students. They work so hard to get this credential, to earn this degree, and it's just kind of a nice feather in their cap to kind of just give them closure.
That's right. And once again, you've earned that. And if you have the wherewithal to do it, you should really, really try and get up there and walk in commencement. All right. So we'll move on now. Let's talk about fall. Already, here it is April. Now let's kind of talk about fall.
Yeah, it always feels like the next cohort's always upon us. And so we're always tracking applications, those that get admitted, and we're doing something new this year in confirmed numbers.
And you were saying that, and it's always positive, but the numbers are trending in the correct direction. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, so from 2021, we're up 70. From 2021 to 2022, we were up 70 applications. From 2022 to this year, we're up an additional 100, so we're at 517 applications, and of those applications, we have 133 confirmed, which means they've paid their enrollment deposit, and they pretty much have told us we're coming to Easter.
And they're ready to go, and you know, it's always good, and all the time, USU Eastern is adding different programs and different classes and things like that. So I guess, you know, One Stop is the place to go for all of that information. And you were also saying that a registration here will open pretty quickly, won't it?
Yep. So our registration for fall is April 14th. It starts a little bit earlier for those who are continuing students. We try to get them the classes they need to graduate, but for anybody looking to start, April 14th is when we start registering for classes.
And this is it's the best time to get in.
Yeah, early bird gets the worm. And so we have plenty of space for anybody who wants to come study. But if you're wanting to jump into a class or two, come see us. We'd love to help you out.
And once again, the best place to go is that One-Stop Student Services. They can help you with everything from, you know, getting your aid filled out, to scholarship offers, to classes,
everything
is right there.
One stop, make it easy for you.
Very good. And then I know that there are people out there that haven't even graduated high school that don't want to hear this, but when does fall semester start?
Our fall semester begins August 28th, day of class.
There you have it. We're already talking about that. And of course, you know, we probably need to just backtrack a touch and talk for a moment about summer semester. That is available, and people can sign up and take classes in the summertime as well, right?
Yeah, summer classes are in full swing. And so if you're in the area, maybe attending somewhere else and want to grab a summer class, or summer is a better fit for your schedule, come on up and see us. We'd love to get you in some classes.
All right. So there's all that. Now let's talk about, I guess, the fun for some people. And this is an interesting concept that you guys have come up with. It's called Eagle Fit. It's going to be April 15th at the BDAC. So let's talk about this for a moment.
Yeah, so this event's going to run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's for people that identify as being fit. I was looking through the competitions, and I didn't see chair sit, so I was a little disappointed.
We're probably out then.
But I did see some other things that might appeal to folks. And so there's different categories, different age groups, men's and women's competitions. There is a charge of $15 for 12 and up, or $5 if you're under 12, but there'll be prizes. Everybody gets a t-shirt. But they're going to be doing in 1 minute competitions on who can do the most push-ups, sit-ups, burpees, planks up and downs, box jumps, and kettle thrusts. And then for those that aren't doing 1 minute exercises, they're going to do two long as possible competitions of plank hold and wall sit.
Yeah, see, I'm out.
Again, I didn't see chair sit in the list, and so I was a little disappointed.
Truly out, but there are some people out there that enjoy this, and it sounds like it's going to be, if that's you, it sounds like it's going to be a great day up there at the BDAC. And I would assume if you have any questions, you can contact them, and they can kind of direct you in the right
BDAC
position.
Call the BDAC or call our operator number of 435-613-5000. And they can point you in the right direction.
All right.
And all proceeds go to the Children's Justice Center.
Even better.
Yeah, so pretty cool.
So you're gonna put yourself through all that pain for the Children's Justice Center.
All in the name of the children.
That's David. Right. Kevin Hurst, thank you so much for stopping by and letting us know what's going on up there at USU Eastern. And yeah, I'll have you back in, and it'll be fall. It'll be time to start talking more fall stuff, right?
Yep, I'll blink again, and here we'll be another month in the books.
All right. So once again, Kevin, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.